Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. The earliest believers of Jesus called each other saints. People like us, amazing and wonderful, and at the same time broken and limited, are saints. Those of us who are doing our best to live lives based on Jesus' example of serving others and loving others, and those of us who are struggling because it is hard to love as we are asked to love. We too are saints. Now, being a follower of Jesus, being a saint is challenging. In our gospel, Jesus offers his newly chosen disciples some encouragement. He tells them right off the bat, following him is going to be tough. And even so, they will experience joy. You know, we know difficult times are unavoidable. And we know that there is a deeper reality behind all of our experiences. God is always present. God is with us in good times and bad, when life is easy and challenging. You know, Jesus wanted his disciples and us to know that God is here now to encourage us and to be with us. I mean, how else could Jesus have faced all the challenges in his life? How else could he have gone towards his crucifixion if he wasn't confident in God's presence and power? And God's power was fully revealed in Jesus' resurrection. There is life after death. You know, this section of Paul's letters to the church in Ephesus is also encouragement for us as well. We've obtained an inheritance from God because we set our hopes on Christ. When we make the choice to believe in Jesus and we live according to his teachings, we receive God's gift of eternal life. And as Jesus frequently said over and over, the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is now. Heaven is here on earth. Eternal life with God is now and today and forever. You know, many think that being with God only happens in heaven, happens only after we die. But a life intimately connected to God, surrounded by God's presence and love, can be our reality now and later. This is that guarantee Paul talks about, our gift for the taking. We can rejoice and praise God in good times and in bad because God is with us. You know, and as we experience moments of God's presence, of God's mercy, love, and grace, well, we're called to extend those to each other. And it's exactly because of God's presence and God's love that we can take the great risk of moving from being dependent on ourselves and our own abilities to dependence and trust in God for all we need. It's only because of this trust in God that we can do something as risky as letting go of whatever is in the way of loving others. Like Jesus says, even loving our enemies. We don't love like this on our own. God provides the ability to forgive and to love. You know, loving our enemies is a part of participating in God's abundant generosity. Loving our enemies is so much more than non-retaliation, and it's beyond resisting revenge. It is more than not treating others with spite or giving them what the world tells us they deserve. Loving our enemies is deeper. It is trusting that God provides enough love and forgiveness to us, enough that we can share that love and forgiveness with others, even those that have wronged us. It's only because of the unending amount of love and forgiveness that we receive from God that we can turn around and forgive and love. All Saints' Day, it's tricky for everyone, but it can be extra tricky for those of us who don't have fond memories of some of the people in our lives who have died. We really need God's help to forgive those who have wounded or failed us. You know, holding resentments or anger towards people, even if we feel like they deserve it, well, it just takes the light out of us. Thank goodness we can turn to God. It's the only way we can ever let go and forgive. And I'm probably not the only person here who's been working on disappointment and resentment in the midst of my sadness. It takes time and prayer. On this day, we remember all the saints who have transitioned before us into an even greater intimacy with God. And we also remember that God's presence is here with us now, on this side of death, not just later. This is how we can continue to live with the challenges we face. We're always in the presence of God and His mercy and love and grace. You know, we're all doing our best to follow Jesus and to implement His teaching in our lives. And some days are better than others. As our colic this morning states, we're all knit together in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of Christ. This is not something we can experience as individuals. This living a holy life is only in the context of community, a community of faith, all bound together through Jesus. We are all a part of that body of Christ. Now, in a moment, we'll all be invited to come up and light a candle in honor of those who have died. And this remembering may make us sad, and still we know that we are intimately with God, where we are promised that our loved ones are in a place where there is no more pain or sorrow, and that that's our promise as well. We too will continue to be in God's presence both now and later when we transition into the next life. Everyone who puts their trust in Christ, everyone doing their best to follow Jesus, is a saint. Those saints whom we love and who've died, those saints that we only know about through stories, and the saints sitting right next to us in the pew. All these saints are our community of faith, that great cloud of witnesses who surround us. Amen.